Well, good morning, church. Hope you had a very Merry Christmas. I cannot believe that we are just 3 days away from 2026. I was saying to somebody this morning, when that calendar turns over to 2026, that will mean that I have officially been out of high school for 25 years. And that is mind-blowing to me. It goes by so fast. Just crazy to me. But man, I'm so excited about this morning. We're going to do something a little bit different this morning. If you're joining with us maybe for the first time, typically we're preaching through various books of the Bible as a church, and we love doing that. But I also think there's a time during the year that it's really important to just stop and reflect on all the good things that God has been doing here in our church, but also personally in our own lives. And so my hope this morning is that this is a time where we can look back and reflect on God's faithfulness to us as a church, but also for each one of you to be able to stop maybe and take a look back at how God has worked and moved in your life this year. Hopefully this inspires you to do that. I think there's great power in that. We do serve a faithful and good God. Amen? Amen. And even though this year, for some of us, this year might've been really hard. This year, I mean, every year brings challenges, right? But some years are harder than others. Maybe this was a really, really hard year for you. And I think it's even more important in the hardest of years to look back and go, man, God was still faithful even in the midst of all of that. And so that's my hope this morning. Like I said, gonna be a little bit different, kind of a service, but I think it'll be one that hopefully we'll walk out of here feeling encouraged as always. And so I wanna begin by just saying, you know, I've been truly blown away by what God has been doing here at True North Church, not just this year, but honestly, as I look back over the history of our church over the last 6 years since we started, God has just been with us every step of the way and working and moving and getting us through various seasons and ministry. I think back to when this church started, there were 12 people sitting in a living room. That's how this church started. With a dream and a vision that we believe God was giving us for what church was gonna be like here in Ross Township. That 12 people has grown and matured and become the church that we are today. Last Sunday, during our Christmas services, we had over 260 people here celebrating our amazing Savior and our King Jesus. And I think that's an amazing thing. Sometimes when you're a church planner and you're a pastor, right, things feel like they're going so slowly sometimes. And so there's certain points where you're like, man, I thought we'd be further than this. But then there's other moments where I stop and I'm just like, in 6 years, look at all the people that are calling this church home, who are growing in their faith, who are developing as disciples of Jesus. Look at all of these people who I get to have a relationship with. I get to build relationships with these people every single week and pastor them and shepherd them and be a part of their lives and come alongside of them through difficult and challenging seasons in their life. What a joy that is to my heart to look out and to see what God is doing here. And what God is doing here ultimately, really, it's the people. Right? That's who I reflect on most when I look back over the last year, how God is working in each of your lives. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today. As I look back on this past year, there's a verse that came to my mind that I want to read to you. Begin in the scriptures this morning. This is the celebration verse I want to share with you this morning. It comes from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. It says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." When I think back on this year, these are the words that come to my mind. He is able. God is able. He is faithful. Did you read that this morning? "Now to him who is able..." He is able, our God is able to do what? Immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine. I absolutely see that. When I look at our church, when I look at my own life, God is doing things that are blowing my mind. Immeasurably more than honestly I could have dreamed or thought or imagined. How is he doing that, right? He's not just doing immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. Did you catch this? "More than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us." His power, God's power, it says, is working through his church, through his people. And I'm seeing that every day here at True North Church. I'm seeing God's power, not my power, not your power, God's power working through his people, through his church to have great impact for his glory in the world. And that's at the end of this, right? Verse 21, it says, to him be glory. To him be glory. He gets all the glory. And so everything we're going to talk about this morning, it's not about me. It's not about Justin. It's not even about True North Church as an organization. It is about giving God glory for all that he has done in and through the people of this place in the last year. And boy, has he done so much. And I'm excited to look at that and talk about that this morning. And so what are the areas where God has been faithful this year? Let's take a look at that, right? One way that I would put it is, what's a win here at True North Church? How do we know that God has been faithful in this place? I would break it down to just two words, life change. Life change, life transformation is happening in this place. Yeah, we have lots of programs and we you know, there's giving and you know, donations that come in and there's money that we're giving out and there's all these different moving pieces to a local church. But at the end of the day, what is the mission? It is to help people discover Jesus and develop into world-changing disciples. It's to see people's lives transformed and changed. And if that's happening, and I believe it is in so many different ways here, then we are doing what God has called us to do. And I am so excited to talk about some of the different ways that I've seen that happening here this year. Because I think as the pastor, I get to see pretty much everything, right? In some way, shape, or form, I've got my eyes on every part of the ministry. I'm having interactions with most of the people in the church, right? But you guys don't always get to see that. You don't get to always see all of the amazing things that God is doing here. And that's what I want to share with you this morning. And so the first person I want to start with, when I think about the people of this church who God has impacted this year, do you know who's at the front of the line? Me. Me. Maybe this is, you know, news to you. Hopefully it's not. And if you know me well, you know this isn't news. But God's still working on me. He's still chiseling away a lot of rough edges in my own life, and he's growing me and shaping me and molding me into who he created me to be. I have not arrived. I have a long, long, long way to go. And so every year when I look back on what God has done at True North, my first place of gratitude is just going, God, thank you for working in me. Thank you for how you're changing me, right? And so a couple of ways that God has been doing that this year. Number one, about a year ago, about this time, I committed to spending an hour a week in prayer with my, he's really my coach. He's kind of like my coach in ministry. His name's Mark McGeever. He is the executive director of an organization called Times 12, which is a church planting network that we're a part of, that I'm actually part-time on staff with. And the goal of Times 12 is to plant more churches all over the world, right? And our goal here, my goal as part of my role at Times 12 is to plant more churches in Pittsburgh. And so I meet with Mark once a month for coaching, but then Mark asked me if I would be willing to meet with him every week to pray for 1 hour. And I committed to that. I said, yeah, I'll do that. 1 hour a week is a lot of time for me. That's precious time. Time is so valuable and precious. We all know that. But I really believed in my heart, if you commit to this, Justin, big things are gonna happen. You're gonna see amazing things happen as you actually start to commit to that. And so we did. And we began to pray. And we began to pray about everything. We pray about personal things. We pray about my church, all of the churches in the network. We pray for our world. If you guys send in prayer requests that week, I put them on a notepad and I'm praying for those things, right? And what's amazing to me is that I feel like this year, more than any other year in the history of True North Church, things have just moved. God has moved here. The growth that we have seen here in our church, not just numerically, but people just truly growing in the depth of their relationship with Jesus. The financial blessing that God is pouring out right now as we're trying to raise money for a building, right? The different families that are coming here and individuals who are coming here to our church, those are answered prayers. And we've just seen that. I've seen that over and over again this year. And I'm so grateful that God pushed me to take that step of faith and do that. And I want to challenge you. Maybe this year, maybe that's one of the things that you could do as you think about your life, where you're at with your relationship with Jesus. Maybe this is the year for you to say, you know what? I'm going to commit to a deeper prayer life. I want to have a deeper prayer life in 2026 than I did in 2025. I'm like, you know what? An hour a week? Imagine if I started doing an hour a day. Imagine if God moved that much in an hour a week, how much would he move in an hour a day? I don't know. I think he could move in ways we, again, right? Come back to that verse. And he might do immeasurably more, even more than we thought or imagined, right? And so I just want to share that with you. That's how God has been kind of working in me. That has changed me this year, a deeper commitment to prayer. But also, I started to take seriously this year, actually developing and discipling some individuals in a couple of different arenas and pockets and areas, right? Started discipling my cousin about a year ago and have spent a lot of time with him. There's three guys on the Pitt wrestling team that just started coming to our church a couple of months ago and were hungry to learn more about God. And I'm like, I'll spend some time with these guys and equip them and help them learn, you know, how to just read the Bible and study the Bible. And then eventually, like all of these guys, right? It's not a forever thing. We're going to send them out and I want them to go find two or three guys and go do that with them, right? And then after I'm done with them, I'm going to get two or three more guys and I'm going to start pouring into and investing into them. And then after a few months, send them out, right? And then pour into three more. And for the rest of my life, this is what God really convicted me with this year. That's who you are, Justin. As a follower of Jesus, yeah, getting up here and preaching on Sunday morning, it's important. Leading the church as an organization, it's important. There's nothing more important than you investing into really discipling, getting into the weeds, getting into the muck with a couple of guys at a time, and then teaching them how to go and do the same thing with others. That's how multiplication happens in the church. That's how the church has spread for 2,000 years. That's what Jesus did with a couple of guys. And so I've been changed by that. I've been like sharpened and challenged in that environment. And again, as we move into 2026, that's going to be a huge initiative for us here at True North Church to see our entire congregation become a people who are like, yeah, I got to be discipling others. I got to invest in some other people. I got to multiply myself so that this thing keeps going for generation after generation. So I just want you to hear, I just want to start this morning by saying God's still working in me. He's challenging me. I had never really taken that seriously before. All these years of being a follower of Jesus, never really took seriously just that one-on-one or one to two or three discipleship. And I believe it's so unbelievably important and it will change you. And so with that, I want to talk about some things just here at True North Church. Let's roll through a couple of these things quickly that God has been doing around here. Number one, we had four baptisms last year. I'm going to throw these slides up real quick. These four folks who were baptized, if we can get those on the screen. There's Jessica. Next one, Grace. There's Aleem. And then finally, Scott, who we baptized out at North Park, out in the lake, which was awesome. I highly recommend that if anybody wants to get baptized. Maybe not right now in December or January, but in the summer or the fall, that was an amazing thing to be a part of. And so I just celebrate every time somebody gets baptized. That is a moment to celebrate. That is a moment that somebody is declaring to the world, I've put my faith in Jesus Christ. He has changed my life. And even, you know, I think about the, you know, we had four baptisms, but I've lost count of the number of people who have talked to me this year and said, God has just moved in my life. He's changing my life. He's changing our family. He's working in powerful ways. If you've never been baptized before, I do want to say this. We are going to have a baptism sometime early in 2026. We already have one person I know of that is interested in getting baptized. And I know there's some more people out there who God might be tugging on your heart and you might be wanting to get baptized. We would love to come alongside of you in that process here at True North Church and have you stand before our congregation who loves you and will cheer for you. And for you to make that declaration that you are a follower of Jesus and proclaim that to the world. There is not many things that I get to do as a pastor that are better than that. And so we'd love to have a conversation with you, talk with you about that if you've never been baptized. Our Sunday services, obviously you're here, it's Sunday morning. This is our kind of main event each week, right? We're gathering our church body together to celebrate Jesus and study the word and sing praises to him. And God has moved in these services. In the last year, we've been working through the Gospel of Mark, which we're getting close to the end of now. God has been using that series to transform people. Last year, we also finished up Acts. This year, we finished up Acts, 47 weeks through the book of Acts, looking at the early church. Again, I've heard so many people just share with me about how transformative it has been to look at the early church and see how the Holy Spirit moved and how he grew the church. And it's just inspiring to me, even 2,000 years later, to see how the church moved and grew and what God did through the power of the Holy Spirit. So a couple other quick little statistics just on our Sunday services. One of the things that gets me most excited about coming in here every Sunday morning is getting to meet new people. I love meeting new people. I love hearing their stories, how they came here, how they ended up here on a Sunday morning. And so many people don't know this, but we actually keep track in a spreadsheet of every single new person that we can remember, whether they fill out a connection card or not. Their name goes in the spreadsheet. We put in whatever information in there that we get from them, if we can remember it, right? Maybe they just moved here from someplace. Where did they move from? What's their job? How many kids do they have? You know, what do they do, right? All this information so that we can remember them and care for them and actually, you know, help them connect into the life of our church. Well, in the last quarter alone at True North Church, we have had 120 new people. That's just the ones that we tracked. That's just the ones that we actually caught and were able to get into that spreadsheet. And so I praise God that he's bringing people here from all walks of life with all different stories, and he is using this place to help them grow in their faith in Jesus Christ. So I praise God for that. I praise God for the path journal that we started last year. So if you don't know what the path journal is, it's a chapter a day Bible reading plan that we are challenging our people to use throughout the year to study the Bible. If you haven't picked one up yet, they look like this. You can grab one. We have one at the table back in the lobby space back there. But just a quick note on the path. I have heard so many people come to me this year and say, this has transformed the way I'm reading the Bible. It's changing the way that I connect with God. It's helping me understand God's word in a way that I never understood it before. And it's really so simple. It uses the SOAP method: scripture, observation, application, and prayer, right? And so you write a scripture, you write an observation about it, you write how you're going to apply it to your life, and then you pray about it. And it is amazing. It's been amazing to me to see how that has just encouraged so many people this year. A quick note on the path as we get ready to start. Those of you who are going to start on January 1, we're going into year 2, or maybe you just got year 1, you're ready to start at the beginning. This is designed to be a 6-day-a-week journal, with the 7th day being for you to bring to church and take notes during the sermons, right? So the first 6 days of the week, you're journaling, then you bring your journal with you to church. There's note pages in the back of the SOAP journal where you can take notes during the sermon, right? And it's meant to be something that you're using on a daily basis. Just want to make sure everybody knows that. It's not 7 days a week, it's 6 days and then a sermon page. But again, so excited to go through that again with you this year. Life groups. So praise God for what he's doing through our life groups here. Our life groups are groups of, you know, they're typically supposed to be anywhere from 8 to 12, but we have some groups here that are growing up to 15, 20 people. We now have 115 people in our life groups, which is mind-blowing to me because we started with 12 people in a living room. And I think our first year we had about 40 or 50 people coming to church here. And now we have 115 that are involved in life groups, right? And so life groups are just a place where you get care. It's your little family within the family. It's a place where you can hopefully find accountability and encouragement and continue to grow in your faith. So I'm so excited for what God is doing with that ministry. It continues to grow. We continue to see more people get involved. And definitely encourage you, if you're not involved in a life group as we head into 2026, to consider getting plugged into that. Praise God for all the volunteers that we have here serving. Close to 100 people every single week making this church go and making this church run. Without you, we can't do what we do. We call our volunteers around here unashamedly world changers, because I believe that's what you are. You're so much more than a volunteer. You are helping us change the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you are making coffee, you're not just making coffee. If you're holding the door open for somebody, you're not just holding the door open for somebody. You're showing the love of Christ. You're showing hospitality. Right, you are inviting people into the family of True North Church and into the family of God through every aspect, whether no matter what ministry you're serving in here at True North. So thank you to those of you who are serving. What a blessing you are to me and to our church. We're going to be having our World Changer Appreciation Night later here in January. If you've served in any capacity here over the last year, you were invited to that. We're going to go to Dave and Buster's and act like a bunch of little kids. We're going to eat a bunch of trashy food, and we're going to play video games together. And I think it's going to be an amazing and fun night. So again, if that's you and you've been serving here at all the last year, please come join us. We want to celebrate you. We want to honor you and spend some time with you that evening. Our kids and student ministry. Student ministries. I'm so grateful for all of our kids and student leaders and how they're investing and pouring into our students. Our students meet on Sunday nights. They are, I really believe this, they are not just the next generation, they're the now generation. They are having an impact in their schools now. They are transforming their world now. And it's been amazing to watch just some of the things they've done over the last year. One of the big ones that was encouraging to me is they actually put care packages together. They came up with this on their own, put care packages together for college students at local college campuses. And then those little care packages with food and Bibles in them and some other items went to those college students and just blessed them, you know. So they're doing little service projects at student ministry. And then back in our kids, 2 years ago, I think we had 15 to 20 kids back there. We're seeing upwards of 40 kids back there right now. It's exploding back there. Part of that is because so many people are having babies here, which is amazing. Good organic growth there, right? Be fruitful and multiply. But there are also just lots of young families coming to our church that are getting connected back there. And they're doing an amazing job with our kids ministry here at True North. So grateful for them. This year, we had 31 new members join our church. And membership is one of those things where it's like, you know, you can be part of True North Church and not be a member. And you can get involved in pretty much just about anything here and not be a member. And so membership to me really is powerful because it's people saying, you know what, I'm really putting a stake in the ground and saying, no matter what, I'm all in on what this church is doing. I'm all in on helping fulfill the mission of this church. And so I think this was the largest group of members that we've ever had in a year. I think the very first membership class we had back in 2019 or 2020 when we first started as a church was about 30 people. But that was literally like the whole church, right? It was the very first class we had. And so amazing to see, again, that God continues to bring people here. And not only people who are just kind of here, you know, sitting in the seats on a Sunday morning, but people who want to go all in, who are really investing in what we're doing here. And so I just want to throw this out there. Maybe you've just started coming to True North. Maybe you've been coming for a little while and you've not taken a next step beyond Sunday. On January 11th, you saw the video, if you were watching that, we're going to have what we call Next Step Sunday. And I want to encourage you to take a step that day. Maybe it's getting involved in serving in some way. Maybe it's trying to get involved in a life group in some capacity. Maybe it is taking the membership class. Maybe it's getting baptized. Maybe it's getting a path journal and beginning that process. Whatever the next step is that God has for you, I want you to pray about that and consider taking that on January 11th and joining us on this mission to change the world for Jesus. On that note, I think the most exciting thing for me each year as I look back is always just seeing how God is moving in individual people's lives, the testimonies of the people of our church. And so I asked a few people this week if they would be willing to write me a one-page testimony of what God has been doing in their life this year. And I want to share a couple of those with you. I think there's so much power in seeing how God is working in other people's lives. It might spur some things in your mind of how God has worked and moved in your life this year. So this first one comes from the Skewleys, Rhonda and Carmine. They've been coming here for maybe 2 years or so. And I've been so encouraged by watching their faith journey just since they started coming to True North. It says, we face challenging times in 2025. Yeah, who hasn't, right? Challenging times in 2025. Carm has a son with special needs, Alex, who requires 24/7 care and who we normally care for a few days each week. In addition, we are caring for elderly parents. Rhonda's dad, who is legally blind and deaf, Carm's dad, who has dementia, and Carm's mom, who has Parkinson's. And to some degree for Rhonda's disabled sister, that's a lot. Back in 2024, we had started arranging a 12-day trip to Italy for September of this year. Our plan was to spend time with Carm's aunt in Rome and then to travel to the small mountain village where Carm's parents grew up. Carm had never been to Italy, and we wanted to see his parents' hometown while his parents are still with us to share in our stories and our joy. In May, Alex's mom, Denise, was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. We provided full-time care for Alex for much of the spring and summer while Denise went through multiple rounds of chemo and an operation. Often, one or both of us was unable to attend Sunday service or life group. We were, however, able to watch services on YouTube, and we were supported by our life group through GroupMe and phone calls. We continued to read the Bible together utilizing the Path Journal. Despite the stress, we felt God's peace, and we experienced many moments of joy. As September arrived, Denise was hospitalized with a blood infection. In addition to more pressing concerns, we thought we'd have to cancel our trip. We felt burned out. Denise's cousin, Beverly, long a strong Christian influence in Carm's life, stepped in to care for Alex so that we could travel. Bev's action was such an expression of God's love and care toward us. It was the trip of a lifetime. We are forever thankful. In November, Pastor preached powerful messages on the power of prayer and on gratitude. On December 4th, Denise received word that her cancer is in remission, and she thanked God and thanked everyone for their prayers. Both the healing and the step of faith were answers to our prayers. We are thankful for the great blessings of God, the blessings of each other, of family, and of his church. We are thankful for small daily joys, and we are thankful for our eternal future. Praise God for his faithfulness. He is good. Amen? Amen. These next two sort of go together, but they're separate. And I love this. I love how God sometimes is working individually in two people's lives and ultimately bringing them together to have impact together. And so this first one that I'm going to read here is from Jess Bowen. She says, "This past year has been one of the most meaningful and refining seasons of my walk with the Lord. I feel as though this year the veil was finally lifted from my eyes. More than any year before, I have learned what it truly means to trust in God's faithfulness. God has revealed himself as steady, present, and incredibly good through both sorrow and joy. One of the most significant moments of this year was the loss of my grandfather in July. Grieving him was and is deeply painful. In that season, I experienced God's comfort in a very real way. The Lord met me in my sadness, reminded me of the hope we have in Christ, and showed me that even in loss, he is near and faithful. Through grief, my dependence on God grew, and my faith was strengthened in ways I never experienced. During this time, the community and friends at True North surrounded me with prayer, encouragement, and genuine care, walking with me through one of the hardest seasons. Alongside that loss, God also led me to walk away from a relationship that was not honoring to him. While difficult, it was an act of obedience and trust that God used to realign my heart toward him and draw me close to himself. At the same time, God was answering long-held prayers. After a life-changing missions trip to the Abaco Islands, I walked away with some really beautiful friendships, and more importantly, I gained the best partner. Evan Talmadge was the biggest blessing of 2025. He is someone who encourages my faith and walks alongside me in pursuit of Jesus. He has been the brightest light and someone I feel honored to love. I also stepped into the ministry field, something I had prayed for over a long period of time. To now be living in a season I once prayed for feels overwhelming in the best way. I am in awe of God's goodness and deeply grateful for his perfect timing and faithfulness in allowing me to be here. The True North community has celebrated these answered prayers with me just as faithfully as they supported me through loss. True North has been my home church for the past 4 years and has played a vital role in this journey. When God opened the door to campus ministry, Pastor Jay was the first person I reached out to. The support and wisdom that the church leadership has given me, along with the encouragement of the True North community, has meant so much to me. I truly look forward to walking through the doors each Sunday because of the posture this church holds, one rooted in humility, love, and a genuine desire to serve. The servant-hearted leadership and culture of this church continually point me back to Jesus and inspire me to live out my faith daily. As I reflect on this past year, I clearly see God's hand at work. Through grief, obedience, and blessing, he has drawn me closer to himself. I am deeply thankful for God's faithfulness, for a church family that walks with me through every high and low, and for the joy and confidence I have moving forward as I continue to follow wherever he leads." Again, amen. Praise God for his faithfulness and for the obedience there. Now I wanna read the flip side of this. This is Evan Talmadge's testimony. "A year ago, I became on fire for Jesus. About 3 to 5 months before that, I had a complete overnight transformation, going from living a very worldly life to waking up fully surrendered, preaching Jesus and living for him. Around that same time, I suffered a season-ending knee injury before my season even started. But instead of frustration, depression, or anger, Jesus filled me with peace and clarity. I knew God had a plan. During my downtime, I started live streaming on TikTok almost every day, sometimes for 6 to 10 hours at a time, sharing the gospel. I didn't even think twice about my being injured because I trusted that God was working while I was doing my best to help people see the love he has for them. Fast forward to the summer. God willing, I was fully recovered and able to compete again. After that, I had plans to go to Japan with a friend, but my mom strongly encouraged me not to go. I listened because honoring your parents matters. Did you hear that, kids? I love that. Not long after, my teammate, Connor, told me about a mission trip they were going on and said they needed one more guy. I prayed about it for about a month and finally told God if I was willing to spend my time and money on a trip for myself, I should have no problem doing the same for you. And so I went on the trip to the Abaco Islands in the Bahamas, and it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life. While there, God planned something I wasn't expecting. On that trip, I met Jess Bowen, who some of you may know. As we spent time together, I realized I had found the rib that had been missing. Through Jess, I got plugged into True North. At first, I'll be honest, I was coming because I really liked Jess. No shame in that, brother. But I quickly realized God wasn't finished with his plan. After hearing the preaching at True North for the first time, not just truth, but convicting truth, truth that shapes and forms you into a godly man, I knew this was a place God wanted me to be. Now, every Friday morning, I am meeting in a discipleship group with two of my teammates, Tyler and Connor, who are also on that mission trip and are on the wrestling team with me. Being part of a discipleship group has been one of the best decisions I've ever made. It's helped me grow in my faith, learn the Bible deeply and intentionally, and become the man God is calling me to be. Looking back over this past year, I can clearly see a pattern. I love this. Every time I chose obedience, even when it didn't make sense, God led me somewhere better than I could have planned myself. Amen? Isn't that what God does? When we take steps of obedience, he always leads us to a better place. God has been incredibly faithful in guiding me step by step through injury, uncertainty, new relationships, and spiritual growth. One of the biggest blessings in this season has been the encouragement of the leadership at True North. God has used True North in my life through truth-filled preaching, consistent discipleship, accountability, and genuine care. I truly believe God placed this church in my life to help shape me into the man he's calling me to be. As I finish this year, I'm grateful, not just for the blessings I can see, but for the obedience God taught me along the way. I'm excited for what he's continuing to do in my life and in this church, and I'm thankful to be exactly where God has led me to be. Praise God for his faithfulness. Amen. I love that. I love those two testimonies. Two people who really made a decision, a hard decision, to be obedient to the Lord. And ultimately, look at what God is doing out of that step of obedience. And I believe he does that in all of our lives. And again, look back at your life over this past year. Look back at how God has been faithful and how he has moved. And even if it's been a hard year, I know this. There are things that God has been doing in your life. Take some time to think about that and reflect on that this week. And so I want to switch gears here a little bit. We've talked a lot now about what God has been doing here inside of True North Church. But one of the things I love about this church is that we have a passion to see missions and outreach globally and here around Pittsburgh be an important part of our church. We want to reach as many people as we possibly can, and we want to do as much good as we can possibly do with the resources that we have. And so I want to talk a little bit about some of our outreach initiatives that maybe don't get highlighted enough around here and need to be. About 2 years ago, we made a decision just philosophically as a church to take a step of faith. We had been giving from the time we started True North, 10% of everything that comes into True North, we wanted to give directly back out to various mission projects locally and around the world. But in 2024, we decided we're going to take a step of faith and we're going to push that up to 15%. Now, 5% may not seem like a lot, but that was a big step of faith for us. That's a big chunk of money that could have been used for a lot of different things. But we really felt strongly called that if we did that, that not only would God provide all that we needed for that, he would provide exceedingly and abundantly more than we could ask or imagine. And he absolutely has. And so I want to just talk about a few of the ministries that we support, a few of the things that we've done this year to give back to the community. Most of you know we did the Foster Love bag drive. We gave 120 bags to the Foster Love Project this year. We packed up over 200 care kits for Light of Life that are going to go to homeless around the city. We wrote cards for active duty military on the 4th of July this year with prayers for them that went all over the globe. In November, we had an opportunity. I don't know if you remember this, but there was a point where the SNAP benefits for a lot of people were potentially going to be running out, and there was going to be a potential food shortage for people. There's a church right up the road North Hills Christian Church, right off of Thompson Run Road. I've developed a relationship with the pastor there, and he has shared with me in the past that they run this food ministry. They serve 120 people a week. It costs them $1,600 a month to run this program. Over $80,000 a year for this little church. They're not really any bigger than us. They're the same size as us to run this ministry. And we thought, well, how can we give back during this time and help feed some people? And so we were able to make a $5,000 donation to their food ministry to support them and to support the work that they're doing. And here's why I think that is so important and so powerful for you to see as our church. This is not about building the kingdom of True North Church. We should be supporting other churches that are doing good work. We should be locking arms with other churches that are doing good work any way that we possibly can, right? We may never see any benefit, direct benefit from that, but we wanted to support them and we wanted to see more people be fed physically in a tangible way, right? And so we were able to do that. There was a young woman who was attending here for a few months while she was doing some training in Pittsburgh, and she was working with an organization called Youth with a Mission. She ended up this year over in the Solomon Islands doing this discipleship program with these young people over there, and got an email from her late in the year saying, hey, we've got students that don't have enough money to pay for their tuition. They still owe X number of dollars. And it was like $50 here, $100 here, right? It wasn't a lot of money, but we were able to send them $1,000 to pay tuitions for these kids over in the Solomon Islands, right? And so the last one I'll share is that we have ministry partners. We have six ministry partners that we are supporting monthly with anywhere between $600 and $1,000 a month that's supporting those different ministries. I'm going to run through those quickly, but essentially each year we're giving about $48,000 to those different ministry partners. And so the first thing I want to say as we look at those is thank you. Thank you for how you are supporting this church, because that is allowing us to support these ministries in a big way. I remember last year, Foster Love Project, I sat down with them and had a quick kind of year-end meeting with them, and they said, you are, if not the top, one of the top churches in the entire Pittsburgh area that supports our ministry, right? And so it does matter. It's making a dent. It's making a big difference in these ministries. And so here's the ones that we support. A couple of these, I actually have a quick video to share with you, to show you what God is doing in these different ministries and how your financial dollars are impacting these ministries. So the first one is New Vines International. New Vines, the main program that we support there is called Regaining Dignity. Regaining Dignity is a program for women that are working and living on the coast of Lake Victoria. And essentially what's happening with these women is they're being exploited because they don't have a way to make income. They don't have an education. And so they essentially have to sell themselves to make money and to survive and put food on the table for their children. And so what Regaining Dignity does is it provides microfinancing to give them skills, help them learn how to make a living so that they can get out of that exploitation and put food on the table for their kids, send their kids to school. It's completely transforming the lives of these women in Kenya. And so praise God for the work that New Vines is doing. A second one is also in Africa. It's called Renewal Project Africa. Renewal Project is all about planting churches in and around Mombasa. They've planted, I think, 10 or 12 churches in various communities. They're putting in wells. They're doing all kinds of amazing work there through Renewal Project. We're actually going to be going on a mission trip there next year in November. It's going to be our first international mission trip. Really excited to go there and to work with them. And because of that, I wanted you to just get a picture of kind of what that's going to look like as we go over there. And for you to think about, maybe pray about what it might look like for you to join us on that trip. Let's check this out.
Operating from the East African coast of Kenya, Renewal Project Africa exists to establish and equip disciples and plant churches for holistic transformation of their communities. Founded in 2020, Renewal Project Africa is working in more than 10 communities on the Kenyan coast, including some hard-to-access areas for the gospel. We thank God for our partners. Some give generously and sacrificially. Some pray for us. Some even join our monthly praise and prayer meetings, and some go an extra mile to come and be with us. They lock arms with our team of Kenyan nationals to serve the beautiful women, men, youth, and children of Kenya. We invite you to come when you can. You will be surprised. You will smile. You will laugh. You will be challenged. You will most definitely dance. You will pray. You will serve. You will tell your story. You will share the gospel. You will fall in love. You will have a taste of heaven as you join your hearts with brothers and sisters you never imagined you had. The joy of the gospel is renewing communities because you pray, because you give, and because you visit us. Thank you.
Awesome. Does that not look like an amazing time? Yeah, I can't wait to go. It's going to be an amazing trip. Definitely would encourage you, if you've never taken a big leap of faith and gone on a trip like that, to prayerfully consider what that might look like for you. We're going to be having our first informational kind of really like meeting to get ready to go on the trip. I think the first weekend in February, more information to come on that, but you can hop on our website and get more information and sign up for that. But wanted to make sure that we saw what we're doing over there, because since we're sending a team over there. All right, a couple more real quickly. I'm going to run through these quickly. We also support EduNations, which is a ministry that's in the Sierra Leone. They run a school there, bringing kids in from all over Sierra Leone to be able to get an education in a gospel-centered school. What an amazing thing that is. Many of you in here are supporting children through EduNations, helping to support their school fees. We support the Pittsburgh Kids Foundation, which is a local ministry that has an arm that does camps for kids here in Pittsburgh, but then also has a ministry in Haiti. They have an orphanage and a school there and are doing great work down in Haiti. I already mentioned the Foster Love Project, which is a really important ministry here in the city of Pittsburgh in Western PA that is serving families with foster children. And then finally, Times 12, which I already mentioned as well, which is the church planting organization that we are a part of, that's planting churches all over the world and hopefully going to be planting more churches here in Pittsburgh, maybe even somebody out of True North Church at some point sent out to plant a church here in Pittsburgh. A couple other things that I think go maybe unnoticed that aren't as big, but are just as big and important in my mind. We do something here called like True North Cares is what we call it, right? And what that is just simply being able to come alongside the people of our church and people that are connected to our church with care, right? And so You know, that can be benevolence, right? Benevolence funds, giving funds to people who are going through hard times, challenging times, or people who are connected to people in our congregation. We're giving gift cards to people who are having surgeries and babies and are hospitalized. They're losing loved ones. They're falling on hard financial times. We're paying rent for people. We're paying bills for people. We're doing those things when they're needed for people, when they're really struggling and going through a tough time. The other thing that I love about our church that started from the very beginning is our meals ministry. So in this church, I don't know how many hundreds, probably thousands of meals have been made by the people of our church for those people who are in need and going through difficult times in our church. And so it's always our desire to try to come alongside of people as best we can and to care for them. And again, the dollars that you are giving are helping to support that. And so giving 15%, like I said, was a big step of faith 2 years ago, but God has so clearly come through as we have been obedient to him. I absolutely believe this. You may have heard this before, but you can't outgive God. I so believe in that statement, right? As we stepped up to give more, God provided more. And so I do want to share with you some really exciting news on the financial front for us here as a church. We have greatly exceeded what our budgeted need was for this year in giving. Praise God for that because of your faithful giving. Not only that, but when you leave here today, make sure you stop back by the Bridge the Gap wall and see what that number is up to. We are now up to $600,000 in savings towards our Bridge the Gap fund. That only started back in September of last year. So to look and see how faithful our people have been in giving to that initiative to one day purchase the land or the future home of True North Church is just absolutely amazing. And I so believe it's partly because we stepped out in faith and God said, okay, I'll meet you in that and I'll provide all of your needs as well as you do that. So praise God for how he has moved there. You know, as we close this morning, I want to invite you, as we move into 2026, to pray some things with us and to really pray these things. I encourage you, if you have something to write them down with, write them down, to be praying alongside of us, be praying with our leadership as we move into this new year. There's a lot of things that we know, absolutely, I believe God wants to do in this place. And I believe he's inviting us to be a prayer partner with him and in prayer with him as he moves. I've seen it over the last year as God has answered the prayers that I've prayed and how much more powerful when we get more people praying along with us. And so here's a couple of things for you to pray for as we go into this next year. Number one, continued financial provision. God has been so faithful. We're raising funds for the future home of True North Church. We want to continue to do that and do that well, steward that well. Again, just kind of general financial provision, right? Would you pray about maybe what it might look like for you to begin to financially support True North Church as we head into 2026 and that God would continue to provide all of our needs? Would you pray for wisdom for our leadership? We need wisdom from God. We do not want to make decisions here that are based on our thinking and how I would do things. That's when we get things get in trouble when you do that, right? And so pray for our leadership, pray for wisdom for our leadership. We need it desperately. Would you pray that God would raise up more leaders in our church? One of the big initiatives for 2026 as we're growing as a church is we believe we need to raise up more leaders. And I believe every leader that God wants to use in this church is already sitting in the seats. He just has to move people's hearts, and we just need to do our job to equip them and raise them up and encourage them to be the leaders God created them to be. So would you pray for God to raise up more leaders and for us to lead them well, right? Would you pray for our first ever mission trip to Mombasa? Big, big undertaking. It's going to require a lot of effort and work, and we need the Lord to move in that. Would you pray for a love for the Word of God to continue to increase in our church? That's one of the things I love about this church. People are hungry for the Word of God here. We've seen that with the Path Journals over the last year. Would you pray that God would just increase every person in our church to love reading the Word, to be soap journaling every single day, and to be growing in their faith? And then finally, would you pray that all of the new people in our church would get connected here? It's really easy to come in and just kind of come in on Sunday and slip out and not be seen. And What we want more than anything is for people to feel like, man, this is my home. This is my family. This is the place I'm going to be on mission with this church. I'm going to make a difference here in this church, and I'm going to grow in this church. So pray that we would be able to help those new people connect and find deeper community here as we move into the new year. We covet your prayers. We would love for you to join us in that. Again, there's power when the church body is praying that together. So make that, would you, a part of your prayer time as we move throughout this year. I want to read this verse one more time, and then we are going to close with a song. I'm going to invite Ryan and Josh back up to close us, but let me read this verse to you one more time. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. He is able, church. Amen. He is able. And all of the things that I believe God has put on our heart for this next year, God is able. He will come through. He's going to do immeasurably more than I think we could even possibly imagine. And I want to praise God as we close out our service for what he's done and what he is going to do. Let's pray together. Father God, I thank you that you are such a faithful God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you desire to work and move in your church, and that when we are obedient and we are faithful to the mission that you've called us to, that you will move in a powerful way. And so we pray that. We pray over all of these prayer requests that we mentioned this morning, Lord. We pray for not just numerical growth in our church, Lord. We pray that people would grow in the depths of their soul, Lord, that they would come into deeper fellowship with you this year, that this year would be a year of great growth in people's spirits, Father. Help us, Lord, to make an impact in our community and around the world this year. God, do immeasurably more than we could ask or imagine. We love you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.